ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः
हरिः
ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै
अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम्
वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्
वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्
सो द लास्ट् वर्स् इन् भजगोविन्दम् इस् अ वेरि ब्यूटिफुल् वर्स् and wherein there is a promise, there is an assurance given. What is that? Nija hridayastham devam drakshyasi. Devam drakshyasi. Drakshyasi means you will see. Ni parpai. Parpai. Drakshyasi means you will see, ni parpai. You may see, doesn't say, no? You may see, it doesn't say. You will see. Drakshyasi, ni parpai. You will see. What will you see? Devam. Devam drakshyasi. Devaha means the Lord. You will see the Lord. And I told you, this word Devaha, even people from other cultures, they have taken and then they use this word Deva when they come to our places. Now to talk to us, especially Tamil people, they use this word Deva. They have taken this word Deva and also Karta. Karta Rakshipar. And they also say Devan. Devan. Understand? Really, it's a Sanskrit word. I don't know how they use this word. So Devaha. So, Devaha itself means effulgent. One of the names to mean the Lord is Devaha. See, so many words we have to which imply the meaning of the word Lord. Irivan endra sol kurikkindra porulai kurikkindra sorkai ennatravai. Understand now? There are so many words which imply, understand now? The meaning of the word Lord. So, if Devaha is one of the words which mean the Lord. And it has come from the root div. And the verb is divyati, shines, vilanguhiradu. That's the mean. Divyati shines, vilanguhiradu. Olirhiradu. That's the meaning. Shines. When you say shines, so, Devaha means that which shines. No, that which shines. Vilangahiradu. Endha ondru vilangahiradu. Ulirhiradu. That is Devaha. That which shines by itself. Devaha. And any luminary, any self-luminous body, a luminary is a Devaha. That which shines by itself. And any luminary has the capacity to illumine other things also. Like sun is a self, sun is a Devaha. Understand now? Because a self-luminous, a luminary, understand now? And in the light, in the presence of light, everything comes to light. That is why in Tamil I told the meaning of the word vilakku. Understand now? Edu thanaga vilanguhiradho, than niruppil mattrathai vilanga cheyhiradho, vilakkuhiradho, adu vilakku. Understand now? Why it's called vilak? I ever thought why the vilak is called vilak? Vilak means vilakkuvadhal vilak. What vilak means what? That which brings to light. Vilangat cheikirad. That's what's called vilak. Understand? So here that's why the same meaning the word Devaha. So Devaha can mean anything which is effulgent, anything which shines. Anything which shines is Devaha. And anything which brings to light objects is also Devaha. Tanaha vilangi, மற்றவை தன் நெருப்பில் விளங்கச் செய்வதெல்லாம் விளக்கு. தேவஹா ஒன்லி. தட் இஸ் வை லைக் தீபஹா இஸ் ஆல்சோ தேவஹா. தேவஹா அண்ட் ஹியர் வீஸ் வி டாக் அபவுட் தி ஆல் எஃபல்ஜென்ட் செல்ஃப் எஃபல்ஜென்ட் தேவஹா த லார்ட். Why? Because we know very well. We say any luminous body outside is Deva. And from the standpoint of the opaque objects. But from the standpoint of your own eyes, okay, the eyes are the Devas, Devaha. Eyes are the Devaha. Why? Because eyes bring to light the light, form, color, shape. And your hearing power is also Devaha because it brings to light sound. Your power of smelling also brings to light the smell. Therefore, it's also Devaha. The power of taste brings to light the taste. So, it's also Devaha. So, every sense power which illumines, which brings to light a given object is also what is like the light, isn't it? It's like light only. Therefore, that which lights up is light. Therefore, every sense power is a light here. Because it lights up a given sense object. That is why we said Devaha, Pancha Devaha, five Devas. So, why I am saying the word Devaha means that which illumines, that which shines, that which brings to light is Devaha. Generally, literally speaking. And then anything which shines is also what Devaha we say. That is why any natural phenomenon also is looked upon as Devaha. Devata, Devaha, we say. Any natural phenomena, Vilangahindra Ubundrum Devan, we say. That's also Devaha. But here, that which is self-effulgent. In this context, that which is self-effulgent. That which shines by itself. That which does not depend upon any other light for its, for it to come to light. What is that one thing which does not depend upon any other light, any other source of light to come to light? What is that light? Okay, what is that light which does not depend upon any other light to come to light? And we say a light, if we say in our understanding, a light is that which does not depend upon some other light to come to light. I told even many previous classes, we do not need to go inside and bring the torchlight and to light it and to see whether there is sun or not. No light is dependent on any other light to come to light. Isn't it? It's very clear. But here we talk about the light, understand now, which lights up all lights, which does not depend upon any other light means. And here we say, even the sun, the moon, the stars, the lightning, understand now, you can think of fire, or there are different varieties of sources of light. All the sources of light are dependent. Now, all the sources of light really don't need to bring a torchlight or any other light to see whether fire is there or not. You can just, the fire is self-shining, isn't it? Self-revealing. The fire, the moon, are any of these self-luminous, luminary and luminaries are not self-revealing sources of light, definitely do not depend upon any other light to come to light. But there is one point we have to understand, even these sources of light, for them to be known, to come to light, they are dependent on other lights. Only from the standpoint of opaque things, we can say they are all self-luminous and luminaries. Now, if the eyes, the seeing power is not there, the light, understand now, which lights up other objects, from the standpoint of opaque objects which is said to be self-luminous, will be as good as non-existent. Irundhalam illada madhiri. Therefore, we say, what is that, from the standpoint of the seeing power, from the standpoint of the so-called light, sun, bright light also, eyes, the seeing power of the eyes is the light. So seeing power is the light, understand now, which lights up the sun. Sun or any source of light. So clear now. So from the standpoint of opaque objects alone, the sources of lights are, understand now, light, devaha, lights. From the standpoint of the seeing power, understand now, seeing power is the light, which brings to light the light, the power, the light, sunlight, or any source of light. Because it is not seen, if seeing power is not there, the light is as good as non-existent. Isn't it? Very important. Therefore we say, and from this, even if the seeing power is there, and the seeing power always has to be, has to be with the attention of the mind. The attention of the mind has to be with the seeing power. Only then the seeing can take place. No, the seeing power can function as a seeing power. Look at this. For the seeing power to be what it is, to be able to function as seeing power, and if the perception to take place, the attention of the mind must be with the seeing power. What is, understand now? What is that now? The light, the seeing power, the eyes, which are looked upon as the light which light up the light outside, so-called light, then that also becomes what now? Mind is the light, really speaking. Mind is the light which lights up the sense power, light of sense power. Understand now? Light of sense power. And if that is so, again, what is that light which lights up this mind? Manadayam vilangat chayire vilakku yedu. What is that light which lights up the mind? You are the light. Understand now? You are the light which lights up this light, mind, light of mind. Who are you then? That's what you do not know. Understand now? And you say, there's no light other than awareness. We can clearly say, there's no light other than pure awareness, other than pure consciousness. And what is the light which lights up pure consciousness? No other light. How do you know there is pure consciousness? What is the evidence for the pure consciousness to be there? Pure consciousness is the evidence. How? When the mind is, that's why we have analysis. Understand now? When we analyze three states of experience, and when the mind is resolved, also there is something, understand? There is something which, because of the presence of which the deep sleep state is experienced, this experience of the deep sleep state, therefore there is an experiencer, and that experiencer, the knower, is none other than nothing but pure consciousness. There is no knower or experience other than consciousness. Your consciousness is always there. And, oh, consciousness was there or not? How did you know? Consciousness was there, that is why you knew that there was a deep sleep state. Understand now? Therefore, there is no other light which lights up consciousness. That is why we say it is self-revealing. What is it? Self-revealing. Tane valangi. Self-effulgent. Self-revealing. Self-shining. That which does not depend upon any other light of mind or sense power or the so-called external lights. You know, all these so different lights, there's a beautiful mantra in Taittiriya, in Upanishad, you will learn it later on. All these sources of light shine after that light. Understand now? Everything is a light now. Look at this. All the sources of light which illumine all the opaque objects are different lights. Understand now? And all the so-called lights shine after the light of sense power, seeing power. And the seeing power, the light of seeing power shines after the light of mind. And the light of mind shines after consciousness, light of consciousness. Light of consciousness does not shine after anything. It is self-shining, self-evident, self-revealing. You have to remember these three words, okay? Self-evident, self-effulgent, Listen now, self-shining, self-evident. So for something to be there, you need an evidence. How do you know all these leaves are green in color? How do you know there's a beautiful big tree with a lot of flowers, white flowers and green leaves? We all see that. And if you say, where is it? How do you say, I don't say anything. I don't say anything. What is the evidence? You say, I do see very clearly there's a bright sunlight. Now, I came last night here, I did not see anything. No, you came in the night, that is why something you did not see, but we all went there in the morning and we saw the beautiful tree there outside. Understand now? Therefore, I could see that. Therefore, in the light it brings to light all the opaque things. But the light was there. Okay, light is. What is the evidence again? Your seeing power is the evidence. Light becomes evident, your seeing power becomes evidence. Understand? So sound is, evidence is your hearing power. Therefore anything which becomes evidence for something which is evident is as good as the light. Is it clear now? Light. That is why every sense power is evidence for a given sense object. And mind is the knowledge of what is the evidence. Understand now? Therefore, sense powers are evident, become evident, and mind is the evidence. And mind also is evident, and consciousness is the evidence. What evidence is there for the consciousness? Consciousness never becomes evident. Understand now? If it are evident, it is self-evident. Not evident to anything else. Therefore we say it is self-revealing, self-shining. Light means we have to understand the very meaning of the word light. We have very limited understanding of the word light. Isn't it? Light of consciousness we say here. That is why Devaha. Devaha literally said Lord. So Devam Drakshasi. Tanaga Vilanguhindra. Matradiyum saramal tanaga vilangukindra parampurulai nee paarpai. Understand now? You will see the self-effulgent reality. The Lord. You see the Lord. Where? Not anywhere. And where the whole universe is nothing but manifestation of that Lord only. The whole universe is the Lord Devaha only. But you see that Lord, even the whole jagat is the Devaha. But you will see the Deva, who is manifest as the whole Jagat, Hridaye, Hridayastham, Hridayastham Drakshasi. Understand now? Hridayastham Drakshati, Drakshasi. Hridayam, you know, heart. Here heart means the mind, okay? Sure, not physical heart as we think, with ventricles and auricles, all these things. So we said the Hridayastham Drakshasi. Hridayastham, which is there in the mind. Hridayastham Devam Drakshasi. Look at this, very clearly it is stated. Hridayastham Devam Drakshasi. You will see the self-effulgent reality of the whole, the Lord, in your own mind. Nija Hridayastham, not somebody else's mind, your own mind. That is why symbolically, our Anjaneya is always present. You know that? There's one Anjaneya who sits showing like this, and where he tears his chest here, and he shows in the heart Rama with Sita. Know that? It's very, very symbolic that is. He sits and shows like this. But what does it mean? Not that he is sitting here, actually, because we don't know where to show the heart. So the physical heart is here, in between the lungs, isn't it? So we show that. Really speaking, it shows in the mind. Why? Because heart is a golakam. The physical heart is the golakam for the indriyam mind. Like how this physical part is golakam? The physical part is golakam. The seeing power is indriyam. Isn't it? The subtle power is the indriyam. And the physical part of eye is called what? Golakam. Isn't it? Golakam indriyam. It is different, is not than other languages. Okay. Only in Sanskritam we hear. If you don't ask me what is in English. Golakam is equal to physical part of the any sense organ. Is Golakam. And Indriyam is what? The power. The subtle power is called Indriyam. Like that heart is the Golakam for the subtle power of mind, Indriyam. Mind is Indriyam. Listen, that's why we say, that is why heart, he used the word heart. And a Hridayastham. Nija Hridaya. Nija, in Tamil, Nijam, no? In Tamil, in a village language, Najama. I mean, really, they say that, no? I don't know whether in Sri Lankan language you use this, Nija. Nijam irukka? Nijal, nilal Nijama, or something.
Nijama
irukka. Nijama irukka. Okay, that's good. So, Nija, that. Nesama irukka. Anyway, this matter. So, what I'm saying, this Nija game is one's own. Tannudayade ahiya manadil. Okay, that's what we say. Nija hridayastham devam drakshasi. You will see the Lord, okay, the self-effulgent reality, the Lord. Lord, in your own mind. Nija hridayastham devam drakshasi. This is what is assurance. A promise. You will definitely see without fail the truth of the whole universe, the self-effulgent reality. Which does not depend upon any other evidence, which itself is self-evident, which is evidence for the existence of everything. That reality you will see. Nija hridayastham devam drakshasi. And why do you say that? Because if you want to see the truth of the table here, it's a table here, and what is the truth of the table here? It is wood. Wood is the truth of the table. And if, where the table is, there alone you have to search for the wood, isn't it? If you want to search for the cause of the table, and you can't search for the cause of the table outside of the table or elsewhere, you have to search only there. So where the effect is, there alone the cause is very much. In fact, the very effect is nothing but the cause. Even though the cause is not the effect, but the effect is nothing but the cause. Therefore, when you want to really search for the cause, you have to see only where the effect is, isn't it? Similarly, when you want to search for the truth of the mind, you can't search anywhere outside. Therefore, in the mind. Understand now? Nija hridayastham devam drakshasi. Drakshasi. You will see without fail the self-effulgent, self-evident reality, okay, the Lord in your own mind. As what? As the very existence, as the very truth of the mind, is the reality of the mind. And as the meaning of the word I. This is very important. Nija hridayastham devam drakshasi. What should you do for that? It is possible. You will see if. If is very important. You will see. Na, if. That if is very important. Yadi. Na, Guru Charana Ambuja Nirbhara Bhaktaha Samsarad Achirad Bhava Muktaha Sendriya Manasa Niyamat. That is what is very if is tells. Guru Charana Ambuja Nirbhara Bhaktaha. Nirbhara Bhaktaha. The one who has unflinching, you know, doubtless faith and devotion. Faith here means a devotion. Devotion is faith actually. Now, in the teacher. The lotus feet of the guru means what? Again, I already told you, feet stand for knowledge. Understand now? It's not simply holding on to the feet of the guru or the guru doing, getting some paduka and then doing padu puja. That's all discipline. It's a karma, it's a ritual, it's a punya karma. You can do, that's a different thing. But here, because paduka implies the knowledge again. Therefore, Guru Charana Ambuja Nirbhara Bhaktaha. Okay? As a person of unflinching devotion, unflinching faith and devotion, the teacher and his teaching. the words of Shastram, the teacher's teaching should not be anything other than the subject matter of the Vedanta. Understand now? The teaching. One, and then Achirat Bhava Samsarat Muktaha. Achirat Vireviliye, soon, okay? Soon, Achirat, Kalam Tartamal. When we say Chirat means Kalam Tarti. Achirat means Kalam Tartamal. Without any delay, soon, okay? Soon, Achirat Samsarat Muktaha Bhava. May you be free from no samsara, the cycle of births and deaths. So, sendriya manasa, sa indriya manasa, niyamat, indriya manasa niyamat. Now, niyamaha is discipline, isn't it? Discipline, niyamat. So, niyamat always it says the, what one should be doing. Niyamat by maintaining or by following are disciplining your sa indriya manasa. So having sendriya manasa nemaha means having mastery over mind and senses. That in such a long sentence, sendriya sa indriya manasa niyamat. Sa means with, along with the mastery of senses, okay, having mastery over mind. Okay, and then following the discipline of having mastery over mind and senses, if you live your life, then definitely you cannot fail the vision of the reality in your own mind. Understand now? You will definitely see the truth. So that indriya manasa niyamaha, indriya manasa niyamat, niyamat says definiteness also. Therefore, knowledge of the reality is dependent on very much the disciplined life. Because indisciplined life will not help one have the serene mind. Okay? Serenity, see, we have to understand this. There is relative serenity and absolute serenity. Absolute serenity is moksha. Or this only in jnanam. Absolute tranquility is only in jnanam. But one needs to be relatively tranquil and understand serene in order to discover his absolute serenity, which is jnanam and moksha. But only when ahankara resolves, absolute serenity. As long as ahankara is not resolved, there is no absolute serenity. But a resolution of ahankara is only in the wake of knowledge of the reality, knowledge of the truth, isn't it? But until knowledge takes place, until the ahankara resolves, there is no absolute serenity. And that is the culmination of the human mind. It has to be discovered. But for which there must be relatives, one has to be relatively peaceful, serene and tranquil. Isn't it? How can you be sit and meditate upon the nature of reality? How can you even focus attention on attention, contemplation, meditation? You're so disturbed and agitated. Isn't it very important for the mind to be calm and quiet also? That is why if you need to be adequately, relatively serene and tranquil, then definitely you must have the mastery over mind and senses, which implies one's commitment to live a life of dharma. The disciplined life is very important to have, to be relatively serene and tranquil, because of which it is possible for one later on to discover, to contemplate on, and to ascertain this, ascertain this absolute tranquility in the form of the very self. Is it clear? That is why sa indriya manasa niyamat. The Panchami always comes to say the emphasis. The discipline being important is also always a fifth case, niyamat. You will discover. So, live a disciplined life, have mastery over your ways of thinking, have mastery over mind, have mastery over senses. That means use your willpower, use your knowledge of values, do the right, live a dharma governed life, be committed to live life of values, live life of karma yoga, understand, and prepare yourself for jnanam, and be with the teacher, have 100% unflinching faith in the words of Shastram and teacher, and definitely, you know, you will see the Lord, the reality in your own mind, not anywhere else, and be free soon. That's all. It's over. Therefore, bhajagoni is over, sort of. Okay? You can never say, I have completed thoroughly.